The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.
What time is this?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Undisputed Era has arrived.
You have the 25 days of Christmas. Impact's going to have the 25 days of releases.
I send it you to deletion! Yeah!
It's hashtag Alpha versus Omega.
Let's just say hashtag aroused.
No, you're going to step in that ring, and you're going to be looking at me eye to eye, and you're going to realize you ain't got a chance.
Thank God we don't have to talk about it anymore, because she got that cancer out of there.
Sean stole my answer. I'm just glad we don't have to talk about this shit anymore.
And that's not an insult. That is just a fact of life.
I'm trying to balance a lot of things at once. A superstar like Seth Rollins can focus his attention on this and only this, and I still have to find my way of trying to do everything at once. And I'm not saying it's impossible, and if they got the right person to do it, I'm not going to give up, and I'm going to keep trying. But this is a call to action to myself, because Sunday it's not one man. It's every man in the chamber, and it's a brutal structure that the chamber is. And I've said it, I need to win the Elimination Chamber, or for the first time in a decade and a half, I don't have a road to WrestleMania.
Ladies and gentlemen, wrestling to the max.
And your hosts, Gary Vaughn, Sean Garmer, and Paul Leeser.
Welcome, everybody, to another great episode of Wrestling of the Max. This is episode 287, part one. And we, of course, are brought to you by W2Mnet.com. I am your host, Gary Vaughn, and along with me, it's Mr. Paul Leeser.
Heyo.
And Sean Garmer is not with us tonight. He has the night off. But man, Paul, we have a fun show ahead of everybody. We've got lots of quick hits to talk about. We're excited about getting to all the different things that have come out over the weekend and some of the big things that just hit us today as we record this show. So lots of cool stuff to talk about. I'm really excited about it. I do want to quickly mention before we actually do anything else, this, of course, is a new format change. We discussed this last week. Monday nights is when we record the show, technically. But this comes out every Tuesday morning for you guys. So we primarily have kind of come up with a new schedule for things when it comes to reordering what we're doing on our shows. We'll be doing nothing but news topics on our Tuesday morning show. This is because of, you know, personal reasons, of course, jobs and things like that have kind of taken place where it's a little bit more difficult for us to cover, you know, Ring of Honor on Monday night. So we're going to put Ring of Honor on Thursday show for you guys. And we'll do a little bit more talking on Thursday about some of the different things. But this is going to be news based. And that's what's going to be really, really fun. We're going to get to all these great things that come out post weekend. And usually that's when a lot of the wrestling news comes out anyway. So We're excited about it. Lots of cool things. I mean, Paul, in a way, this is not really that much of a change. We only really just add Ring of Honor on Monday shows anyway.
Basically, yeah, to sort of differentiate it up, so we aren't just talking about news. However, as you said, personal lives are very quickly changing for all three of us. We have less time to record now because we always do it so late because, you know, obviously both Sean and Gary are dads, and now I have to wake up so early now. So we're on a time crunch. That's one of the reasons why Sean isn't on the show. He's also recording the games podcast right now, too. So if you're in the mood to hear him talk, Video Games to the Max is where you can find him right now.
Yeah, definitely. And hey, Sean has multiple jobs. He is doing a lot of different shows, trying to get them out for you guys. And, you know, me and Paul are kind of the wrestling guys. We cover everything we can for you guys, and that's why we're here tonight. We're excited about it. And hey, we're not stopping the show. We're just doing things a little bit different so we can be okay and you guys can still get the content what you want. So, because it's going to be really weird with twin boys and holding them while I'm trying to talk about Sabu going into the Hall of Fame, you know? So. I'm kidding, people.
Dear God, what if we have to talk about Sonny again once you have the kids? Like, how can you talk about that in front of their young years?
I will just have to slowly drop them to the floor as I cover my mouth and muffle. So don't listen to this, kids. So it's going to be really strange, Paul. So thanks. You mentioned her name, so now we're going to have to start talking about her again. God. Yeah,
probably.
You know, when you mention something like that. Anyway, but yeah, we've got a lot of great stuff. And once again, we thank everyone for joining us every week. And, you know, we've changed a lot on this podcast once we started it, Paul. We've evolved and we're continually evolving. It's not bad. I promise, guys, this is good. This, to me, it's good news that we're evolving. So I'll leave it at that. Why don't we jump into the quick hits though, Paul?
Let's jump right in, buddy.
It's time for wrestling news. Quick hits.
Hit me with your best shot, Gary.
Fire away. All right. Oh, I like that. I mean, if only we could play this song, but copyright and YouTube do not like that. So,
if only.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, you used to back in the day, but we can't get away with that now. Well, here we are, guys. This is my best shot. I'm going to hit you right in the gut, Paul. Jeff Jarrett's going into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Wow. You know, there was a lot of stuff working against Jeff. The way he left the company was not on good terms. That's how he ended up in WCW, and of course, eventually when that folded, how he got on his most recent path, which of course has been Impact, and basically just trying to keep a promotion up around himself for many, many reasons. But we've talked about this a lot. It's official now, which I think is you know, obviously the most interesting part. So many people I've seen on the internet were just jarred by the news, just shocked that this is even actually happening, Gary.
Yeah, and what I love for us is the fact that we have a team of, you know, wrestling staff writers and people that we are in a chat with on Facebook that kind of keep in contact with each other for the podcast and, of course, for W2Mnet.com. And they had various opinions, and I love just reading and scrolling and just, and also me throwing in some things, you know, that really screwed their conversation up. It was just a lot of fun. Me mentioning Karen Jarrett constantly really got them off topic. It was kind of funny.
Confusal Harry.
Yeah. Oh, Liz just was completely like, what's this about? But anyway, yeah, I mean, seriously, this is really something that took all of us by surprise. We were just talking about this being a rumor on our last episode. Absolutely. It was a rumor. What did I say, Paul? This is just a list that has his name because, well, they kind of feel like they need to have his name on there. It's just for comfort. Well, no, not anymore. This is reality. This is what we're dealing with. This guy is going to be at the Hall of Fame. I make a few jokes here and there. One of the jokes I kind of said was maybe Karen has, you know, got some dirt on somebody in WWE or something like that, or possibly, you know, maybe even the fact that, you know, Jeff Jarrett himself, really, you know, the way he left the company and all of that, the way he's getting in is maybe Kurt had it in his contract that kind of help him out. I'll give you a
doubt that.
That's how far I had to go in reasoning, Paul. That's how far I had to go. So I just don't get it. I don't understand it. But I think to break kayfabe, we talked about this on the Monday Night Raw review. So if you want to go check out, you can hear more of me and Paul talking about this. But I love something you brought up. And Harry brought this up in our chat and all that, but it's for the fact that the guy does have some accolades, right? He does have a resume of, you know, championships. He's done a lot of, you know, more. He's done some positive things in the wrestling business. This guy sure has had a lot of valleys, but the peaks have mattered too. So, I and also for the fact that we're looking at a guy that's not half bad. He really entertained a lot of fans. And there's other people in the Hall of Fame that are probably on his level or maybe even possibly lower.
You know, it's I think and I've said this a couple times now, but I'll go ahead and restate this here. I think when you look at Jeff Jarrett's career, big picture, start to finish, came up through Memphis in the territory days near the very end of that before he ends up starting to work everywhere and ends up in WWE. And, you know, has the whole country, you know, the country singer gimmick, which I'm sure a lot of us remember mostly maybe for just the light up jacket and hat and the fact that he spelled his name. That's basically his gimmick. And that got him the Intercontinental title, I think twice during that run. And Of course, he eventually evolved into the Jeff Jarrett. I think we're more familiar now with the guitars and the slap nuts and all that stuff that led to him winning the Intercontinental title a couple more times, going to WCW, U.S. champion, multiple time world champion during their dying days. And of course, you look at his career after that, which I think is probably the part that matters most, is the founding of TNA, multiple time NWA World Heavyweight Champion, basically tried to carry that promotion with his own name, because I mean he's like a 5 or 6 time NWA World Heavyweight Champion. He had such a stranglehold on that belt during the early run, because really I think he was their most recognizable star for a long time. It's kind of hard to say anything against that, even though they had all this great talent on there, like AJ Styles or Ron the Truth Killings, or you know, the list goes on. Amani Brown, who never held the world title. So I think when you look at all that, he absolutely deserves the induction. It's just, it's hard to look at his wrestling work or anything like that and be like, man, you know, this guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday. I don't think he was ever that sort of caliber of in-ring worker, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, I got to say this too. In sports, there's mm-hmm. always those people that you say, oh, how in the heck did that guy get in the Hall of Fame? And we've been waiting for this other guy who's had all sorts of accolades to get in. How is this working? Why is this happening? It's happened this year in the NFL Hall of Fame to me. I've kind of scratched my head on a few people and said how and why. When I'm looking at a whole list of other guys who should have been possibly first ballot Hall of Famers. And I think this is the case here in WB. They're inducting a guy that maybe a lot of people are like, eh, I don't really think that's a good idea. But you can't have all top-notch Hall of Famers every year in a whole entire class, right?
Mm-hmm.
All 5 or 6 members of the Hall of Fame, however many they're going to do, cannot be the top-notch, because eventually they're going to run out of the top-notch, right? And then they're going to be inducting people, and you're going to be caring less and less and less. So they've added a few people here and there in past history that maybe you're not big into, but they should get into the Hall of Fame, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Teddy Long, I love Teddy Long. I love what he did, but not necessarily a guy that really was the biggest star, right? Not a guy that you would overwhelmingly say Teddy Long changed the business.
Right.
So.
Go ahead. You know. Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm just kind of throwing that out there. I mean, I don't know if what you think about my thought. I hate to throw that parallel because, I mean, Teddy Long was great. Mm-hmm. And I think Jeff Jarrett in his own sense was great, but I think that's what we're talking about here.
You know, I you look at somebody like a Teddy Long, who I think is just so beloved by a lot of people. And even if you weren't a fan of his GM run, I mean, him as in all of the various roles he did in wrestling for WCW, he's a great manager over there for him. He eventually did referee duties. Like he'd been basically in every position in wrestling that you could have without stepping foot inside a ring, and that's kind of cool. And, you know, obviously his longevity, I think, is another thing to be, you know, applauded as well. Coco Beware is usually the one a lot of people go to. He had a great run in Mid-South during the territory days where he was their top guy for a long time while they were riding high before the territory sort of collapsed. So it's so hard to really try to pinpoint who or who shouldn't be, because I think you look at a lot of guys' big picture and you're like, yeah, they were great for this certain amount of time or this match, or some of these things that basically put them on the map and keeps them in the conversation of favorite wrestlers or best wrestlers of all time or a lot of that. And, you know, I don't know if guys like Jeff Jarrett or Coco Beware, or even a Teddy Long, you know, if you talk about like best managers of all time, I don't know if those guys are in anybody's list, but that's not to say they didn't do something that's worth applaud and recognition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're totally right on that. And maybe, you know, one of these days we'll be bringing up somebody else in a similar situation and we'll be bringing it up. I mean, in my personal opinion, Goldust is going to go to the Hall of Fame one day, and I think it's well-deserved. But you may have people out there who vote against that and mm-hmm. say, well, you know, what really did Goldust do besides just be a mid-carder or something like that? You know, that's the things that people are going to say, and it's just – it's all selective. Let's be honest. Very, very selective on people's opinions. That's what wrestling is a lot of times, right? Just opinions and who you like and who you don't. So, mm-hmm. so. But yeah, I mean, really the biggest question for me now is who's going to induct him? Is it going to be Karen or do you think someone else is?
I was going to ask you this question. Do you think Karen Jarrett is the one who inducts him? She's got to get on TV, Gary, right? She's got to get on there and make those appearances.
No, I think so. And I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see Kurt Angle's kids out there in the forefront watching this whole thing happen to see what their faces are going to look like as this happens. But yeah, I mean, the one thing that, you know, really interests me and kind of going through this whole thought process is, you know, there's many other people out there in the wrestling business that would do a great job, but it's probably going to be Karen because she stuck with him through his alcoholism. That's what they're going to play off, right? And things like that, which is also kind of funny. They just got him out of rehab and he's getting into the Hall of Fame. Kind of funny coincidence here. But I mean, I think that's why they're going to, and he's going to want Karen. You know he is. And she's going to probably demand it. She's probably even going to demand to be on the photo of when he goes into the Hall of Fame. So.
Yeah, you know, I struggle to think of other people who I think could do it. Because the only other one that immediately jumps to mind is Owen Hart. And obviously, he can't do it unless they have, microphones in heaven or something like that. So,
you just need a seance in the WWE Hall of Fame. Oh, Owen, come down and call out your name. Let us know.
Please induct Jeff Jarrett. Yeah.
Oh, I would love it. But you know what would happen? Somebody else would peek over from the other side in the wrestling business, and it may not be somebody they want. So
that's true.
Yeah. But anyway, well, I mean, hey, all I can say now is it's going to happen. There's nothing you or I can do about it. Congratulations to Jeff Jarrett. I mean, hey, you got to give the guy props. They gave it to him. That means he's earned it. So Congratulations, Jeff. Well, let's move on and talk about some other things going on in the world of wrestling. I got to mention this, Paul. Now, recently in Cocoa, Florida, I think that's how you say it, NXT had a show. And in this show, there was a faction that was newly formed. And this is a faction, after reading the names of people involved, it doesn't seem like a bad faction. But it doesn't really seem like it's one that I am. It's just like, oh boy, these guys are awesome. Here's the names of the people involved in this new faction. They are wanting to take on Sanity. So they're going to match up with Sanity person to person. Wesley Blake, Steve Cutler, Chad Lael, which is, of course, Gunner, if you remember Impact Wrestling. Your favorite guy,
Paul.
Yeah, I know. And Lacey Evans, who will be, of course, you know, taking on, I'm sure, Nikki Cross. This is apparently the foe to Sanity. Boy, it looks like Sanity became baby faces overnight.
First things first, this is house show stuff. It doesn't always make it to NXT television. So this is kind of a spoiler. So if you don't want, fast forward a little bit or not. But Wesley Blake and Steve Cutler are in the Dusty Rhodes Classics together as the Forgotten Sons as a tag team. So that is sort of getting a nod here too. There's another faction that formed on NXT house shows too, with Axel Dito Jr., Fabian Aichner, and Donovan Dijak, which I really would love to see that make TV. I bet you those three guys could really do some work together. So just all so big and impressive and so good at what they do. So that's something I'd love to see as well. But I don't know a lot about Steve Cutler. I'd like Blake. I liked him more out of the whole Blake and Murphy tandem. It's just as far as ring work and all that went. And I like Lacey. I think she's going places for WWE, especially because they want her to be something too. So, you know, you had me until you said Gunner, and now I just don't care.
Well, I get you. And you know what? I mean, who knows? Maybe better than you think, but yeah, I'm kind of like, I got to see it, right? Mm-hmm. You got to see him in action, and let's just hope he gives you something that's different. Let's just hope that they can rebuild him, and maybe they've already done that. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, Cutler, he's fine. He does his job. Wesley Blake, I think he's a great performer in his own set. And you mentioned Lacey Evans there. Lacey Evans has really showcased herself to be one of the most reliable women in the NXT division right now. Just not really a main star on the NXT women's division, but someone who's definitely working her way up, and who knows what her future is going to be like. But you just mentioned another faction, or just the thought of Fabian Aichner, Donovan Dijak as a part of a team. Oh my God, Paul.
Yeah.
Hashtag semi.
Yeah, big guys doing small guy things. That's money right there.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, not quite hashtag arouse, but pretty close. So really looking forward to seeing what those guys do. But yeah, so you know, sorry if we spoiled anything for anybody when it comes to NXT. That's just a little bit of news that I think we had to share though, because it's so cool. Of course, me and Paul do the NXT reviews every week, and I just kind of like to mention things like that. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit of Brock Lesnar. Now, this is kind of maybe jumping the gun. This is maybe rumor mill. I don't know, but Dave Meltzer himself is out there saying this, so I think it's noteworthy. Brock Lesnar might not be part of WWE past this year's WrestleMania 34. And, you know, looking at this situation, I could kind of see it. I mean, really, let's be honest, Paul. He's had some big matches, but he's not really been a huge focal point in what WWE's been doing. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is kind of a mutual agreement, maybe. I don't know, but I could see it happening.
I could, too, just because I really, like, what's there left for you to do? You going to feud with undercard guys? Like, that doesn't seem like something Brock Lesnar is interested in doing, and especially... we've talked about the possibility of maybe WWE thinking about doing Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley for SummerSlam being an idea that's churning around the tables and stuff like that. I don't know if that necessarily appeals to Brock Lesnar either. He's made a ton of money. If he wants to leave, I can't say I would be so upset. And it's not like this last run has been pretty good for him, I would say. It's not like it's been stellar work and you know, he's only showed up here and there, but I would say more often than not, this guy brought some value to the company for sure. So I don't know. I could see it happening. I kind of want it to just because it opens up so many spots, right? There's so much time you could fill now. And having a universal champion on Raw every week is just so appealing right now.
Oh yeah, that is for sure. And I really look at this and think to myself, maybe this is a blessing in disguise. I know a lot of people like Brock Lesnar, and of course those that don't, but you're completely right when you say his time's pretty much done, and I think Brock wants to go do other things, and I think WWE legitimately feels like they've got guys to cover his spot now. I mean, you got Braun Strowman. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on. He's younger. He's just as big. He's strong. He's that guy. So I think they're ready to move on. And hey, better for him. Like you said, we can see the Universal title every week, which is, man, that would be so odd now thinking about. But it's also a lot better having that as a part of this. And I look at myself and think, okay, you like Brock Lesnar a lot, but I mean, really, it's just not a lot left on the table. So. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll see. I mean, Paul, you just said it. Is it really going to change things? Is it really going to do anything? Not really, because what's left? Mid-card? Mm-hmm. No, that's not happening.
Yeah. Have you heard what they might do with the other half of this equation with Brock Lesnar, and that's what they want to do with Paul Heyman if Lesnar leaves?
Well, I mean, my thought process is what some of the people out there on the net have been kind of screaming for, maybe even rumoring, and that's him moving over to Ronda Rousey.
Oh, that would be interesting. There's a lot of reports going around that if Brock does leave, that they're going to pair him up with Roman Reigns to make Roman into a Heyman guy.
No.
I'm not going to lie. I was kind of hoping you would just stay silent and I could just feel the rage boiling over from my headset into my brain.
Well, I tried, Paul, but I couldn't hold off. I just couldn't. You know, okay, I don't know if anybody is familiar, and I am so sorry if you were born around 1994 or beyond. You remember that old show Ren and Stimpy?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the horse that used to have that phrase? That this is the phrase that I have to say. Uh-huh. No, sir, I don't like it.
Yeah.
So if I had that drop right here, Paul, that's the exact part. We need to drop it right there. No, sir, I don't like it. Is it really going to help? I don't think, Paul. I don't. Did really he do anything for Ryback?
Oh, boy. You know, he wasn't. Did he manage Ryback? I don't even remember.
I thought he did. Was it not Ryback? He's managed some people that has not succeeded. I thought Ryback was one of them. I could
Curtis
be wrong.
Axel for sure was one of them.
That's a guy that really didn't get anything out of it.
Yeah. I just, it shows the lengths I think WWE is willing to go to make sure that Roman Reigns gets over with everybody. They want this guy to be the top guy so badly that they would take this step. And that, to me, obviously makes sense in the storyline, right? If Roman does, in fact, go to WrestleMania 34, beats Brock Lesnar, becomes the new champion, and suddenly Brock's out of the company, he's done, he's calling it a day, it makes sense why you would move, you know, Heyman over. He's the guy who dethroned the Beast, who Heyman has, for so long, said was unbeatable, essentially. So, I mean, storyline-wise, it makes sense. You know how the crowds are going to react to that. They are not going to get behind it. But if anybody could do it, I believe it is Paul Heyman.
Yeah. You're not wrong. If there's anybody that can do it, it is definitely Paul Heyman. And he's got the voice. He's got the, let's be honest, the attorney skills in convincing you that, hey, this guy is a guy you should like. You should appreciate his work. And let's be honest, Paul, I'm going to give you this credit. This guy being quiet, not talking at all, and Roman Reigns does a lot for a lot of people. So if he lets Paul Heyman do the talking and he doesn't open his mouth up, I think he may persuade some people. I really do.
Yeah.
Paul Heyman's the guy to do it. Now, is the crowd still going to like it? Probably not.
Yeah.
Are they going to push harder and harder against Roman Reigns after that? Yes, you better buy it. Yep, they're going to do it. So I don't know, Paul. I think it could definitely work in a sense, but I think it's still 50-50. I don't know that it's going to grab everybody. You know?
I think there's so many people who are just so anti-Reigns at this point that no matter what this company does, they're not going to like him. They are not going to like him no matter what you do. We give Roman our fair share of beef too, but I mean, the guy can go in the ring. He can definitely do that. It's the part that Heyman is coming in here possibly to talk, you know, if he does the talking for him, like you just said. I think this guy becomes a lot more, I don't know about interesting, but certainly it's going to be a lot easier to like him because now you won't have to hear him talk anymore. And he's clearly shown that he's still not there on, you know, I think a level to call him decent yet, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and let's be honest, from my point of view, I would probably be a kind of a Roman Reigns fan if he'd really never started talking. If it would have been, I don't want to say this because it brings up Andy from Tough Enough, but Silent Rage, I would be more into that compared to talking about self, you know, talking like Sylvester and things like that. So, yeah. So, I mean, who knows? Ronda Rousey would be the one that I would have picked, but you kind of threw me for a loop there.
I mean, Ronda is an interesting situation to do that with, right? It's essentially transferring you to a division that, one, honestly does need another star, and Ronda is clearly is positioned to do that. And you don't have to change the shtick, right? Ronda's going to come in and dominate just as much as Brock Lesnar was, and she's probably going to get the same push. And Heyman, but he might not. He just has to write in Ronda's name instead of Brock Lesnar's for all of his promos. Like, that's easy.
Yeah, that's true. Very, very true, you know. So you got to love Paul Heyman. He's an asset for a reason, right? So, I mean, their WWE, without Lesnar, they're going to find something for him to do because he is such a big asset. He's going to matter to somebody. And I'll be excited to see whatever he does. Even if it is Roman, I still want to see how it's going to shake out, even if I hate it.
Yeah.
So. But we mentioned Ronda Rousey here. And so let's talk about something else that's kind of interesting. You know, Ronda Rousey is a big star. She had a great promo package that they put the video package on Raw. It was really, really good. They're trying to sell you on her. She's a big star. There's another star out there that could possibly eventually go into wrestling that WWE, I think, would love to have. That's Rob Gronkowski of the New England Patriots. Yeah, I just said it, guys. Yeah. Yeah. He could be a guy to eventually come over to WWE, maybe get training to wrestle. What's important about this, though, is WWE's already offered him that he could be getting a Ronda Rousey-like contract and, you know, some of the stipulations, you know, maybe time off and things like that if he wanted to come over and join WWE, which would be a big deal for him because he does want to go act and do some of that stuff going past his NFL career. Wow, Rob Gronkowski. I don't know, Paul. I don't know.
You know, this is a guy who has had a pretty significant injury history in the NFL, right? I know he has a history with concussions now. He's obviously torn a couple of things here and there. This guy's coming in with some wear and tear, and even though this dude is huge, right? I mean, not only does he have name value huge, but this guy is just a legitimate 6'6", 265, right? I mean, that ain't nothing. You know, that's a big dude who I think could come in, and there are a lot of people out there who might like this guy just because he is the very essence of what I like to call a dude bro. And that appeals to a lot of people. He's very easy to like, I feel like, if you're, you know, a Patriots fan. And if you're not a Patriots fan, obviously you probably hate this guy a lot, because I know I'm not a fan of him. But I think he has a lot to offer WWE. If he's just allowed to be Ron Gronkowski, then maybe he could be something. I don't know if wrestling is necessarily something he would want to seek out, though. I think acting is probably the way he wants to go for sure.
Oh, that, and he wants his friend Mojo Rawley to still have a job.
I mean, there is that. There is that, too.
Because think about, what is Mojo if Rob Gronkowski comes over? Mojo is going to take a tumble. I'm sorry. He is. They got their football player. They thanks for coming, you know. But Mojo, we've got the football player we wanted. Thanks for, you know, for playing. Just think about the finisher, though. I mean, instead of like the Superman punch, he could have the five fingers of gold fist or something like that, right? Because he's got the five Super Bowl rings. Things like that could probably be put into place. And, you know, he's a guy that, you know, a lot of people, like you said, hate. But then again, I mean, I think he could also get some credibility behind him for the fact that he is Rob Gronkowski. So I'm not sold. I don't. And I think you're right. I think he's going to act. I don't think he's going to really want to jump into wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, when you're hanging out with Mark Wahlberg a lot, like, why wouldn't you want to try to follow that gravy train, you know?
Yeah, and you've also brought up the other great point about the injuries. I'm sure this guy is looking forward to being able to do a job where, you know, he's not spending time in the hospital afterwards. So,
couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah, so there you go. Or, you know, and if you're a Patriots fan, I'm sure you want it. Trust me, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. I would love to see Sean Lee come and do it, but same thing, he'd get injured right away.
That dude is made of glass. He would not make it.
He'd be calling Ken Anderson to ask him, you know, how did you deal with this?
Yeah.
So, anyway, let's talk about something else that's kind of sad when it comes to injuries. Let's talk about someone who is, you know, a legend in wrestling. The great Muda, he has been announced to be having some major surgery, and this is on both of his knees. They'll be undergoing double knee replacements. Oof. That is not really great news, Paul, for a guy that, you know, has had his age.
Yes, obviously he runs the Wrestle One promotion over there in Japan. All these other things. The Great Muda is usually a lot of people's gateway into Japan in our generation, Gary, especially if you were young watching WCW growing up. He was on a lot of those shows before you started getting some other people that WCW got in the New Japan talent trade since they were partners for a very long time, like Yuji Nagata or some others. So Liger also being another big case, too. This guy is basically wrestling royalty. Super over, one of the big guys for multiple, both New Japan and All Japan. Double knee surgery, double knee replacement surgery is very, very serious. You have to do a lot of rehab. You have to relearn how to walk. And, you know, if you put a lot of wear and tear on them, they will not last long. They only have so long a shelf life, and that's they get run down even just by you walking. So he doesn't know if he is going to be able to return to a wrestling ring ever after the surgery, but said he would make his best effort to do so. So we could very well sometime in the near future hear that the Great Muda is retiring. But this is certainly very sad news for him. He's obviously old and put a lot of wear and tear on his body just in general. So I can't say this isn't expected, but boy, does it suck that we're at that day.
It really is terrible, and you hate to watch the people you grew up watching be done with wrestling,
yeah.
Be done with anything. If you're a baseball fan, you don't want to see some of the top stars that you've loved for years and years to leave to, You know, you just don't want to see him leave the field. You don't want to see him leave the ring. And I hate this for him. But, I mean, he is an older guy. Mm-hmm. He's put a lot of time in the ring. He's done everything, really, that he can do. I mean, he's sure, there's other things he could offer us when it comes to matchups, dream matches. But, he, you know, he's not exactly in his prime anymore. Let's be honest, right? Yeah. So let's understand that. And let's not run away thinking that this is something that's, you know, going to change everything. No, I mean, the Great Mood has done his job. He's just given us extra. And if this is the case, I'm still sad. I still hate it. But you love the fact that this guy is already a legend and you have so much to just to look back on. And I'm really, you know, hoping that this thing works out. I hope he can get back in the ring. Just sad news, Paul. You just hate to hear it, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, at least get a retirement match out of him would be wonderful.
Exactly. Something Sting never got.
So. Yeah. I mean, letting people have a chance to say goodbye is pretty important. So.
Yeah. Very much so. Mm-hmm. Well, there's somebody that, you know, wrestling fans may be wanting to say goodbye to. and this is kind of, you know, one of those news topics we keep talking about over and over again, but we've got to mention it because things went down pretty dirty for this guy. That's Michael Elgin. He's not really in favor for the fans. The fans are pretty against him right now. And tell us a little bit about what happened this past weekend, Paul, with poor old Michael Elgin. You know, if you want to say poor, some people hate him so much, they just say evil Mike Elgin.
Yeah, this guy has been a lot of subject for debate amongst people, amongst wrestling fans, and has gotten people fired at different companies so far because Powerbomb TV fired somebody for putting this guy on a show and airing it. So, Michael Elgin was booked in AAW over this past weekend because he was the one that basically booked Tetsuya Naito's tour across the U.S. This past weekend. He worked AAW, he worked Glory Pro, he worked another promotion that I can't remember the name of at this moment. But Michael Elgin was put on this card at AAW since he the booker felt that since he basically brought Naito to them, he should pay him back and give him a spot on the card. However, during his match, the crowd turned on him so hard, Gary, that they called the match early, somewhere just after 4 minutes, got him out of there, and AEW Booker, whose name I'm forgetting, and I'm so sorry to him, but he came out on social media and said that the company will never book Michael Elgin again. So, this is kind of a big deal. This guy is continuing to lose spots just for being associated with this whole business, Gary.
Yeah, and you know, some people may listen to this podcast and say, my God, Gary is just so nice to this guy. And I'm not really nice to him. I legitimately do feel bad to an extent. And the reason is for the fact that I was a big Joe Paterno fan, you know, if everybody remembers Penn State and mm-hmm. that whole storyline. And the evil guy that was the coach underneath Joe Paterno was doing terrible, terrible things. And I'm yeah. so glad he went to prison. So happy he can rot until he dies, hopefully, in prison. But Joe Paterno was at fault for not reporting the incidents going on. And he should have paid a price, definitely. I'm not at all saying he should have not paid a price. I felt like he paid a pretty heavy price with his job. And that eventually, I'm just, in my personal opinion, I think it killed him because he didn't die very much longer after mm-hmm. he lost his job. And I'm not saying this is exactly parallel to Michael Elgin, but I want to say this. Elgin should have told people he should have done exactly the same thing. Let it be known. Get rid of that guy out of his life, out of the world of wrestling. He didn't. He's at fault. He should pay a price. And maybe this is the price he's paying. But I do feel bad because the guy is trying to work. He's trying to make money just to make his own survival and try to do some other things. And it seems like his wrestling career is at probably the lowest it can be, if not, you know, on its way to an even worse valley. So I am concerned about the guy for that. He's a human being. He didn't do the right thing, but he was not the criminal, if you ask me. I get it. He shouldn't have done what he did. He should have let people know. I'm sure I'm going to get flack from other guys on our staff. I know if they listen to the podcast, they're going to probably hate me. I have some empathy for someone who made a bad choice. Mm-hmm. That's just me though. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. So,
yeah, I mean, he made a very poor choice. And you just, I think just the climate we're in right now socially, like this is going to get you a lot, and I mean a lot of flack. And it's not like he didn't try to correct it once it came out, but you're right. He should have absolutely came forward, gotten this guy out of there, reported him, all these other things. I understand it's wrestling. He's your buddy. You train this guy. There's probably a very close bond there, and you know, it becomes very difficult to try to do the right thing when you have friends involved. And you know they're not doing something that they, you know, they're doing something wrong and illegal and just horrible. So this guy is very quickly losing work here in the States. He does have a son. He has a wife. He has a family he's trying to take care of. And it's becoming increasingly difficult for this guy to work here in this country. I don't know if his bookings in Canada have been affected. We know he just signed a new deal with New Japan. So he's obviously still making some pretty decent money. So I don't know how much my heart bleeds for him. I just, you know, he's fallen so far again, and it's not even for anything he did inside a wrestling ring now. It's for something completely different, and it's just, it's going to be so, so hard to try to get people back on your side. And if you ever had plans, if WWE ever plans for this guy, if he was a blip on their radar, you know that's out the window now.
Yep. There's no way he's stepping into a WWE ring.
Yeah, it's just gone. It's
not... Mm-hmm. Not going to happen. Maybe he can resurrect his baseball career.
I mean, you know, or yeah. Find a steel mill or something. You know, he's a big dude.
Yeah, there you go. Hey. So, well, you know, there you go. That's your little bit of an update on what's going on with Mike Holligan and how much people hate him. Until next week when we have another story about how much he is hated.
Too true.
I got to mention somebody we love, though. And that's Mark Andrews. And guess what, Paul? Mark Andrews is an official member of the 205 Live roster.
This is really, I think this is kind of a bigger deal than maybe we're going to make it out to be. But he's the first UK guy to make it onto a main roster of sorts, depending on where you put 205 Live in that equation or not, especially recently. Clearly, I think this was the spot he was going to be brought in for. I don't really know how much people are going to be clamoring for this guy to be on the main roster just because he is on the smaller side and he's so good at this part of doing the flippies and stuff like that. And he has a good personality. Obviously he has a band, Junior. They're pretty good. I think he has a lot to offer, and I certainly hope that 205 Live proves to be fruitful for him, especially with the new direction. Hopefully all of this sort of comes shining through and he can get a following.
Mm-hmm. I hope so too. This guy is super amazing. I think that he has so much to offer us weekly, mm-hmm. and especially with the booking that Triple H has now, that he has that pen and paper in front of him. I think things are going to get even bigger and better with him, because I think Triple H himself knows how special this guy is. So I am super happy. I can't tell you happy how I am that Mark Andrews is going to be on, a pretty weekly basis. Maybe not weekly, but, you know, a normal 205 Live guy.
Mm-hmm. So.
I do want to mention here really quickly that, you know, Paige has, of course, you know, not been able to wrestle. She's kind of done. But that doesn't mean that she's not done with other ventures. She's actually going to come out with a store. It's a clothing store that's going to be opened up in Anaheim, California, called the Soraya Store. Paul, I mean, think about that. I mean, you could be going into a store and shaking hands with Paige as she sells you some clothing.
Oh, boy. I will say this. It's great that she's trying to find other avenues outside of wrestling to try to make a living. Clothing and fashion and stuff like that, I think, is something that crops up pretty regularly on her social media channels, if I'm not mistaken. I know at least makeup does. So it's always nice when people can diversify, their portfolios, their work, their whatever they're doing to bring in money. When you broaden your horizons this way, it's really easy for this to snowball into good things. So hopefully this works out for her.
Yeah, I really hope so too. You know, and if you guys live in California, live around Anaheim, February 26th is the opening date for that, and that's probably the only time you're going to see Paige there. So if you want to buy clothes from her directly, that's probably the only day you're going to get it. Otherwise, I doubt she's going to be there every other week. So Anyway, just had to mention that. I thought that was really fun. Something we should probably bring up. And but yeah, besides that, I mean, I think that pretty much rounds out our show. We've had some pretty interesting things to talk about tonight, and we'll have some bigger and more interesting things, I'm sure, if not this Thursday, but next Tuesday morning for you guys. Please come check us out every week. You know, we have double shows for a reason, because there's always news out there on the wrestling line, wherever you can find us. So that's why we have two shows, to kind of give you a quick update on what's happening in the world of wrestling, because just it's a lot of fun for us, but we like to keep you informed. And not only that, we're redoing things a little bit here, and we'll be doing some more reviewing on the next show, which will be the Friday morning show for you guys. So we'll be talking some Ring of Honor. We'll probably be talking some Impact Wrestling. We'll probably also be getting into some of the few other things that you guys are going to find out interesting. So please come join us for that episode. That'll be part two of this episode 287. And also, don't forget the review shows. Me and Paul will be back on the NXT for this week. We'll be doing that, of course. That'll be available Friday morning. Mm-hmm. And also, SmackDown Live, 205 Live. Harry and Liz do such a great job over there. Go check out that review
Brandon
show.
Brandon now, too. Can't forget Brandon.
Oh, Brandon's so Brandon's an official member now. So they're three weighing in right now.
Yeah, well, Liz is having some very trying times in her personal life with I don't know if she really wants me to talk about it. So she's going through a lot right now in her life. Brandon has sort of stepped up to help fill in a third seat when they need it.
Okay, so it's kind of a revolving door over there, but trust me, it's a great revolving door. I love all three of those. Folks, they are such a great, you know, and they really know the wrestling. They do such a great job. So go check out the review shows, though. SmackDown Live 205 Live, they do a great job. Come check out WTMnet.com in general. There's so much to offer, guys, and we have it right for you right there. Just go check out the site, find out what you like. Once you do, go subscribe over there at the Wrestling to the Max or the WTM Network, where you can find everything on WTMnet.com. Make sure you go rate and review as well. That just does us a little bit of a favor and also helps you out, because we get to hear your feedback once you do that. And also want to make sure we mention our friends over at 411mania.com and LastWordOnProWrestling.com. They both have great articles and other great content for you guys to go check out. So lots of awesome stuff coming your way. Never a dull moment with us, Paul. We have so much to offer everyone. I am so happy we do. And just a great group of people, man. I just love the fact that we get to work with some really incredible people on this WTM Network in general, man.
Yeah, we've met a ton of different people, and even if they're not associated with the website, I've met more than my fair share of people that I probably would have never met if not for this little podcast that turned into a website, that turned into a social media group, that turned into Lord knows what else it might turn into. So, hey, make sure you keep tuning in. Like, we're constantly going to keep reworking the show until we get it to fit our lives, so it should make for some interesting listening going forward.
Definitely. And, of course, you know, if we keep evolving, eventually we're going to be a giant robot. So
I can get behind that.
Yeah. See,
I already
got
titanium in my face. We can make this work.
I'm just waiting for the Terminator music to pop on. So anyway, before that, there you go. Whoop, whoop. Before we get out of here, guys, once again, thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to join you guys again on Friday morning. Until then, we will catch you guys down the road.
Have a good one, guys.
The previous podcast is a WTMnet.com original podcast. For more great content like this, go to WTMnet.com. For the worlds of wrestling, video games, entertainment, and sports.